It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and you are about to enjoy our weekly Ask Ross segment, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Check out the guys at 409tailgateclub.com. Barbecue sauces, rubs, need a little catering done that features a little queue. Check out the guys at 409tailgateclub.com. They're
we
your questions.
Them. Delicious. Yes. We love them, and we love your email questions.
Yes, we get
or your app questions, I guess.
They go to our
app. If you
app.
Listen to this and you don't have the Keystone Sports app,
You're doing it wrong.
Get
if you don't have the
Keystone Sports app. That's the way to go.
Go there, ask your questions.
It's okay. I mean, if you don't like Penn State football, no, it's no bad.
Each week, the listener deemed with the best question by you, Ross, will win a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get various rubs, sauces, and a tailgate with honor apron. All right, Ross, I got him. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, number one comes from Nick in Lock Haven.
Okay.
Says, Dear Ross, does Penn State need to win a national championship to consistently get five-star recruits every year? Or will top 10 finishes be attractive enough?
They don't need to win a national championship. I think if they're in the mix for the college football playoff every year, I think that's good enough to attract five-star athletes. And I would say, in particular, we've talked about this before, look at where Penn State is. Look to the north. Look to the east. And even look, just south.
A little south.
In Maryland and Virginia to some extent. They're the only place you can go right now if you want to play in a stadium with over 100,000 people, if you want to play for a college football playoff berth. Where else are you going to go? I mean, maybe Virginia Tech, but not UVA, not Maryland, not Boston College, not Rutgers.
Right.
They have a big, big population base that if those kids in Jersey and Connecticut, wherever, if you're looking to stay fairly close to home so your parents can drive to the games and still compete to be in the college football playoff, Penn State's your place. Frankly, they should recruit how they recruit this year every year. They really should.
And not Pittsburgh either. I was just trying to score some brownie points with the Penn State fans.
Nice.
There you go, Bob. The one thing I have, would you consider them a college football playoff caliber team each of the last 2 years? Would you say they're on a
yes,
two-year run?
Yes, absolutely.
I was just wondering if last
they
year
they were in the discussion
the
each
oh,
year.
Yeah, that's
you
what
look at, you look at 2 years ago, Washington got in. They were better than Washington. I don't think there's any question about this.
Right.
That this year, I think you could make an argument that they were right there.
I agree.
But I don't know that they would have beaten any of those four teams, but definitely under consideration.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I just wondered if you guys thought it was a – they're on a two-year run, and they've got some holes to fill, and they got
– And what? I think they have a chance to be in that mix again this year.
I agree.
I
think
too.
That they could be in the college football playoff mix this year.
Three years in the top 10 will do it, won't it?
I think this is a really interesting year. I just really think that you could – their ceiling is high, but they could also – and conceivably take a little bit of a step
basement
back.
Could
just
be
don't
there.
Know because they're young and they have some they got to replace some unbelievable talent, but they have some unbelievable young talent too.
All right, let's go to Greg in Camp Hill. He says, Hi Ross, from when James Franklin arrived in 2014 through present day, give me some of your thoughts on the progress of the program. What do you like, dislike from recruiting, player development, in-game coaching, and where do you see the program over the next 2 to 3 years in the Big Ten and nationally against elite teams? Finally, when do you see Penn State in a national championship game?
Recurring theme.
There seems to be a theme here.
Why is this a theme? Did I miss something last week?
No.
I just think that spring practice is about to start, and they're starting to get the itch.
People are hungry for Penn State to be back really at the top. I mean, they've gotten themselves back into the conversation.
Right.
But they haven't been in the college football playoff the last 2 years. They haven't made it, even though they had arguably the best player in school history, and they had a lot of good talent that they lose this year. So they didn't really lose much the year before, so We said it before. I thought they had a window. They also have arguably the best quarterback, I think, in school history right now. If you look at the numbers and what he's going to do this year with Trace McSorley, he's going to have
college
three,
quarterback.
He's going to have 3 years. I mean, I don't know, Bob. He'll probably set.
He's going to hold all the records if he stays healthy. Knock on wood. There's not going to be. He's going to shatter everything.
I mean, he probably has some of them already.
He's very close to owning. I would say two-thirds of them. It's just got
McGloin.
It's just based on longevity that he has not quite gotten there yet.
The lefty.
Zach Mills.
Yes, I knew it was Zach something. I couldn't think of the last
name. There's one thing I just
50-something moment.
One thing I think that James Franklin does not get enough credit for, big picture, is he's like there are not a lot of off-the-field issues with these players. Read a lot. You don't see a lot of – when somebody acts up,
he drops a hammer.
They're almost, regardless of talent, whether they just when they get there, that Daquan Kelly guy a couple years ago, or Manny Bowen, he's quick to kind of lay down the law. And if you do get a second chance, you better make the best of it.
Better stay clean.
There have not been a lot of bad guys.
He doesn't give third chances that we know about.
I think he gets a lot of credit for running a pretty tight ship.
I would say the progress has been recruiting. I think physical development, Dwight Gault, I think where there's still some work to do would be, we kind of talked about it in quarter number two, O-line, interior D-line. I think there's still some work that needs to be done there.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's 409. tailgateclub.com. All right, your questions, Ross's answers here in quarter number three. This is Ask Ross. Jerry in Arlington, Texas via Archibald, yes. PA. Anybody know where Archibald, PA is?
No idea.
Is that Northeast PA?
I think you know what happens now. I think that they put the names of their tiny podunk towns just to mess with us, just to see if we can know where it
I'm
is.
I'm pretty good at, from...
I think Archibald's in Northeast
Altoona
PA.
East, but I'm not... because I drive around so much. All right, love the podcast, especially the Ask Ross, of course. In your opinion, Ross, who would be the best Penn State offensive lineman you have seen, and what attributes made him great in your mind?
Since you mean all time?
What's the best Penn State offensive lineman you have seen?
Okay.
The guys that come to mind for me would be Steve Wisniewski. And Jeff Harding's probably.
Jeff Harding, that's a good
94 team.
Those are the guys that jump out to me.
They would be your tier one guys.
I'm kind of partial to Wisniewski just because of how mean he is and was. Now, I noticed that more when he was in the NFL than I did when he was in college.
The dirtiest player, he was on the cover at SI.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciated Steve Wisniewski's approach to the sport. Is kinda, I guess how I would describe it.
Would that be a little bit of NFL alignment with you?
Well, that's the only way I was able to stick around. It was just trying to be dirty or mean. I don't know. It's the only way I thought it was fun. Blocking people's not fun. I mean, come on. You got to try to physically punish somebody. So I would say those guys. Was there a second part of the question or just?
No, that was it. Yeah. What made him great?
So for Wisniewski, very aggressive, very powerful, very dedicated.
Mean.
Harding's really athletic and unbelievable technician, so smart. I mean, I remember when they recruited Harding's, and he was like 6'3", 240. I remember thinking, really? Like a Big Ten offensive lineman, 6'3", 240? As a redshirt freshman, he started at 285 and was awesome. Awesome. I mean, that they knew. They could just tell how good he really was. He was awesome.
Who's the best one?
Three other players you would love to watch: Mike Munchak, Sean Farrell, and Keith Dorney. Keith Dorney was on the 78 team that played against Alabama in that famed game, first round pick of the Lions. Those guys were all three first round picks, all tremendous players, and I think they're also great.
Some other guys that jump out to me: Stefan Wisniewski was a very good player. A.Q. Shipley and Ornberger, I like the way those guys played. A.Q. Shipley had a good – Kareem McKenzie during my era. I will say this, that the offensive line is probably, just going down memory lane, is probably what prevented Penn State from getting to a national championship game when they had LeVar Arrington, Courtney Brown, those guys. They were really bad up front, really bad. I remember as a rookie, guys like Mike Ceramelli and Kenny Watson saying, you would have been our best or second best offensive lineman.
Wow.
You know, you and Kareem. The other guys, like, didn't even get shots in the NFL. Or if they did, they got cut right away. And yet they started multiple years for Penn State, which really, that was really their, that's really what hurt them.
All right, let's keep moving on. Let's go to Kevin in Unityville, Pennsylvania. No idea. That's two for two on the
they're
no
just,
ideas.
They're just making it up now at this point.
I don't think they are. That sounds like a Pennsylvania town name.
That sounds like a Western Pennsylvania place. But anyway, what's the likelihood?
What if Unityville was next to Intercourse, PA? It's possible.
Do you know what's next to Intercourse, PA?
No.
Blue ball. What is the likelihood that Coach Franklin...
That's amazing.
...could take an NFL job? It's
now
true.
Now we're going.
Here we go. Is his personality a fit for an NFL head coaching position?
I don't see him doing that. I think he could because he's a pretty good CEO type. I think his personality and his temperament of kind of always selling, the things that are I'm most impressed by with him are more valuable at the college level than the NFL level. That doesn't mean he couldn't do it, but like the getting guys pumped up, like, you don't get NFL guys pumped up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they pump up themselves, really. You don't get guys pumped up. You know, I think I told you guys this. First time I ever met him was at a summer camp and like at 9 o'clock in the morning. And at 9 o'clock that night, I talked to him for 5 minutes. 9 o'clock that night, I got a random text message. Hey Ross, James Franklin, great to meet you today. Let me know if I can ever help you out with anything.
Wow.
That's impressive. By the way, there's very little value to that in the NFL, but if you're recruiting, if you're a guy that's out on the road, there's a lot of value to that. I would say that that's probably the winner.
Before the Texans hired Bill O'Brien to replace Kubiak, Adam Schefter reported that they did interview James Franklin for the job.
Can I get one more in, Ross, because I think I know your answer.
Quickly.
Mike in McVeightown, putting a number to it in terms of how likely or unlikely is it that a non-quarterback is drafted ahead of Saquon Barkley, or what are any names
putting a percentage on it?
Yeah.
99%.
Yeah.
Yes.
99%.
I knew that.
I would be shocked if the Browns don't take a quarterback at number one.
Right.
Absolutely shocked. I cannot imagine that happening. It's going to be Sam Darnold. Yes.
Any non-quarterback drafted?
Ahead of Saquon. Sorry, yeah, so I missed that part.
Do you think Chubb gets drafted before Saquon?
I think there's a possibility. That's a good question.
50-50.
Where was that question from?
McVeightown, Pennsylvania.
Let's go there. Sorry. Sorry, Unityville. Sorry, Unityville.
You should run this guy's like getting ready for the basket. You
McVeightown in the house.
Mike, you're winning the basket, box from 409.
I wanted to ask another question.
Yes, sir. That'll do it. Quarter number three. Chaos ensues. We'll wrap it up next. Stick with us.
Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now, see what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.